Welcome to Talk Nation Radio, a half-hour discussion of politics as if the people mattered. I'm David Swanson.
It's my great pleasure to welcome to Talk Nation Radio this week, James Mark Leese. He is a founding member of the Stop the F-35 Coalition in Burlington, Vermont, which is putting together a broader coalition from places all over the country and the world to oppose the F-35 airplane. James has published some 24 articles on the F-35 and F-35 basing to highlight the F-35 issue statewide. In fact, he ran for the office of Vermont Adjutant General, the leader of the Vermont National Guard in 2013, which is elected by the legislature. James Mark Leese, welcome to Talk Nation Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, James.
It's great to have you on. I want to, get into what the F-35 is and what's the matter with it. But first, I'm just curious why you would run for leader of the Vermont National Guard.
Well, Vermont at the time was one state where any citizen could run for that office. And we were trying to encourage the legislature to consider the plan by the Air Force to base F-35 jets here in Vermont. And we invited the Military Affairs Committee of the legislature, of the House, to hold a hearing where all sides could present the facts and arguments. And they refused. So the only way we thought that we could bring this issue to the legislature was by taking advantage of the opportunity to run for adjutant general. And by doing so, I had the opportunity to speak before all three caucuses. We have three major parties in Vermont. And so I got to speak to the Democratic, Republican, and Progressive caucuses in the legislature and to make the case that this was bad for Vermont and bad for the American people to base F-35 jet at the airport in South Burlington, Vermont, where I live.
And did you manage to educate some people through that tactic?
Well, I think it did have quite an impact. After that vote, unfortunately, Speaker of the House and several other leaders decided that Vermont is going to end its opportunity for citizens to run for that office, and they unfortunately changed the requirements. But I think it did have the impact that I wanted, that we were able to speak to our legislature as citizens and place our demand that this dangerous weapon not be based in the most heavily populated area of Vermont. The Vermont Air National Guard has as its purpose, and its members are pledged to defend Vermonters, not to attack them. And this plane actually is on the attack against thousands of people living in the area around the airport. It's the most densely populated area of Vermont. There are 124,000 people living in seven towns immediately within the 5 mile 5 miles of the runway, and it's not a place to put a plane that that has the two serious dangers to people that this plane uniquely has.
And what are those?
Well, the two dangers are noise and crash. The World Health Organization says that half the children who live in what the Air Force says is its high noise zone will suffer cognitive impairment. That means loss in reading, memory, speech perception, and academic performance from the intense noise that they're going to be subjected to. And for older people, it's vascular disease. And the Air Force says that more than 6,600 Vermonters will live in that noise danger zone when the Air Force brings the F-35 to Vermont here in 3 years. And of those families with the 6,600 people, that's more than 1,000 children living in the danger zone, subjected to the cognitive impairment.
And they're buying those people out and moving them out of their houses or just leaving them there?
Well, that's a great question. The Air Force has already moved 100 families close to 150 families out of their homes and demolished the homes in the town I live in, South Burlington, which is adjacent to the runway, sideways to the runway, because of F-16 noise. We're already basing the F-16 here in Vermont. But the F-35 is more than four times louder. And the noise from the F-35 isn't just going to be in the areas affected by the F-16. It's going to extend much further out, especially at the ends of the runway, where right now with the F-16, the city of Winooski, which has about 6,000 or 7,000 people, is outside the noise zone of the F-16, but most of the city will be blanketed by this intense noise zone from the F-35. And that means that we're going to have a tremendous number of houses, or 1,500 houses, that would have to be purchased and demolished under the same program, Federal Aviation Administration program, that they purchased and demolished the houses in South Burlington. But they're not going to do it. There's no way they're going to get the funding or the desire to, and they've already announced that they're not going to be purchasing any more homes and demolishing. So we're going to have not only a health effect on Winooski and other towns around the airport, but we're also going to have an economic effect as these home values decline. And so the people of Vermont, thousands of people in Vermont, particularly children, are going to be paying a heavy price for basing the F-35 here. But that's not the only reason. Noise was the first thing that we really found out about. And it was from the Air Force's own report, its own environmental impact statement, in which the airport gave all the facts that we reported to the public. The Air Force environmental impact statement was tens of thousands of pages. And we studied them and we reported on them. I personally reported many of the articles I wrote. But there's another huge problem with the F-35 for basing in a heavily populated area, and that's the crash risk and the crash consequences. The Air Force reports said that the F-35 is going to have an intensely high risk of crashing, especially during its first few years of operation. This has been the fact with all advanced military jets, going back the F-15, the F-16, the F-22, all of them had extremely high crash risks during their first years of operation. And the Air Force says that the F-35 is going to be similar to the F-22 in its crash risk. This isn't me saying it. It's the Air Force. But the F-35 has far more crash consequence when it crashes than the F-16 does. The F-16 is made of aluminum. Its body and wings are aluminum. So when it crashes, all right, you get a certain level of danger from the fuel burning, and it's got whatever else is burnable, is combustible on that plane. But the F-35 is primarily, or 42%, made of carbon composite aeronautical military composite material that's combustible. And not only that, the F-35 has a stealth, what they call a stealth coating. It's a coating designed to absorb instead of reflecting radar like aluminum does. Aluminum just reflects the radar so the enemy can see the plane, but the stealth coating on the F-35 absorbs the radar. It doesn't get reflected back. It can fly in without being seen, and it can attack countries with sophisticated radar. This is what it's designed for. But the crash risk is very much in, okay, crash consequences are very much enhanced by the stealth coating, which is also combustible. And and when they burn in the inferno created when it crashes, and the fuel burns, catching the body on fire and turning what is a carbon composite material, aeronautical materials, into a plume of dangerous toxic chemicals, particulates, and fibers, then we've got a serious health hazard carried by the wind. And 8,600 pounds of carbon composite and stealth coating go up into smoke and are breathed by people and animals in the surrounding area, depending on which way the wind blows. It could very well blow towards the wealthier neighborhood. They're not out of the risk zone of a crash,
yeah,
or like they are with the noise issue. Winooski, as I mentioned, the town I mentioned that's subjected mostly to the noise, is one of the poorer towns in Vermont, and it's got lots of immigrants. But the crash risk could be anywhere. So it's an equal opportunity destroyer, this plane. It's not just, the people who live in adjacent towns where the plane might crash, which could be anywhere in the vicinity of the airport as it takes off and circles around, could be seriously affected by either one of these factors. And so what we're saying is to the Vermont Air National Guard, and especially to our politicians, you have a job to protect Vermonters. This is the purpose of our Air National Guard. And it is being subverted and destroyed by basing F-35 jets in the most densely populated area of Vermont. The Air Force says the crash should not be allowed to happen. In a report about the combustion product from this plane, where the Air Force experts analyzed what would be coming out and gave tables of data, they said, look, this isn't something that should be allowed to happen. A crash should not be allowed to happen in a populated area. Well, yeah, it shouldn't be, and that's why it shouldn't be based in the most densely populated area of Vermont.
We're speaking with James Mark Leese, who is a founding member of the Stop the F-35 Coalition in Burlington, Vermont. Jimmy, the plane that has this many flaws and this many dangers surely must be free or inexpensive, or we wouldn't be opting for it, right? What's the price tag on this thing?
This is a hugely expensive project. It's the most expensive military project ever. It's going to cost way more than $1 trillion over the 50 years. And that money is going to be channeled from taxpayers all over the United States to the corporation, and it's just a huge boondoggle, because it's not just that this plane is dangerous to the locations where it's based, but it's also a ripoff. It's totally an incompetent plane. It can't the experts who design planes like this say that it's slow, it can't turn, climb, or run. It needs other planes to defend it from adversaries when it gets into this way you can see it visually. So when they get close enough so you can see it, it's not going to be able to defend itself. And it's not just the trillion-dollar program itself. It's also the cost of the wars that this plane is going to help us get involved in. For example, Iraq alone, just the Iraq war, according to a recent Brown University study, has already cost $4.7 trillion. This is a transfer of money from working people in our country to big corporations that goes on and on and on. And it's something that has to stop. We need the political revolution intensely. We need it. You know, we have such a corrupt system. It could be late night comedy. It's like, here we have Lockheed Martin building this plane. They've built about 100 of them so far. Billions and billions of dollars have been transferred to Lockheed. They take a tiny portion of that money and they donate it for electioneering expenses of politicians all around the country who keep voting for more billions and billions of dollars. And then more and more of these planes are generated. We have more and more of this attack capability. This plane is, as I said, it's got a stealth coating. Well, what's that for? It allows the U.S. to penetrate air defenses of sophisticated enemies and attack them for what the U.S. has specialized in over the last number of years, which is regime change. We've gone in and attacked other countries to change their governments. And this is what this plane is really designed for, not for protecting our own shores from attack, because you wouldn't need all the stealth coding for that. What you need it for is to penetrate and drop bombs on other countries. And this is the political revolution that Bernie Sanders, our Vermont senator, has been talking about, is very much related to this F-35. This is a totally corrupt system. The plane is part of this terrible policy of regime change that the U.S. has embarked in, yeah, and transferring billions of dollars to these military contracts.
So, I mean, it's a plane that is designed for something horrible, to kill lots of people and endanger us and stir up enemies, and it doesn't work anyway, and it poisons the air we breathe and endangers our children's brains and so forth, and it costs a lot of money, but it's a jobs program. I mean, they wouldn't be so philanthropically building it in little bits and pieces across so many dozens of different states if it weren't, you know, a good social job-creating program, right?
Right, but there are two really strong arguments that it's not a job-creating program. First, the Air Force itself, to its credit, honestly said that no Air Guard jobs will be created if the F-35 is based in Vermont, and no Air Guard jobs are at risk if the F-35 does not come. The Air Force says, look, the Vermont Air Guard is going to get some other mission if you don't get the F-35. And so, you know, we have our two senators who are supporting F-35 basing, including Bernie, and their reasoning is wrong. Their argument is with the Air Force, and the F-35 is working against the political revolution that Bernie says we need. But it's not just the Air Guard jobs. It's all the jobs created by the F-35 to build the parts and manufacture the plane and service the plane and all the other things. Most of the money is going to be paid those kinds of jobs. But amazingly, that kind of job creation is seriously flawed. Economics professors at the University of Massachusetts wrote a report about military spending and showed that money spent for the military programs actually cost jobs. And nearly twice as many good jobs are created when the government spends money on education or health care or housing or infrastructure or even just not spending the money at all and letting it stay in the pockets of the taxpayers so that we can spend it ourselves. Any of those are much better ways of creating jobs than spending it on military programs. So the F-35 program is actually costing a huge loss in jobs that could otherwise be created if we didn't do the F-35 program. There's no good reason for Americans to build this plane.
And how evil and sociopathic it would be to make that argument if it were true, that, you know, this instrument of mass murder, destabilization, and endangerment which, by the way, even when it does work and doesn't crash, is an incredible polluter of the Earth and its climate, that it creates jobs. I mean,
that's right.
What sort of a moral defense would that be if it were true?
That's right. There's plenty of criminal activity that creates jobs. We wouldn't be saying, look, a business person who sells heroin to addicts has a job, and heroin distribution creates jobs, and that's a good reason to support it, would we? So we would oppose that and make it wrongful, illegal, and immoral. And the same is true for other kinds of job creators, including these military jobs. We have to stop, as you said, it's a polluter. We have to stop drilling and killing for oil and other fossil fuels. This is a endangerment to our planet. You know, the F-35 is not going to protect us against the Zika virus. It's not going to give us health care or help anyone see a doctor. It's not going to put homeless people into housing. When we drill and kill for oil, we actually endanger the whole planet. The ice is going to keep melting and the oceans are going to keep rising. It's not going to do anything to stop the vastly more powerful hurricanes and floods and droughts and forest fires. That's really our trade-off here. We can continue the policy of wars for oil and wars to regime change, and we can deceive ourselves that we're creating something useful about it. And
yeah,
we can follow these Piper politicians and military generals who want to bring us into more and more wars. Or we can really defend our state of Vermont and other states where it's going to be based and other countries where it's going to be based and really protect ourselves from the genuine threats that we face. And to do that, we cannot be building planes like the F-35. We've got to organize a huge campaign worldwide to stop the F-35, to stop the whole project of regime change politics emanating from the United States, and put our country back on a path, or for the first time on a path, of sustainable development.
Well, I know that you and I and groups in Vermont that are looking at the F-35 and organizations in Fairbanks, Alaska, where they also want to put the F-35 near there, and in other countries, the State Department has got several other countries now buying this boondoggle. We've started a petition this week at rootsaction.org where people can sign on that they want to cancel the F-35, and that gives all the sort of background information that you've been giving us on this show. This seems like an encouraging and somewhat new approach to me that is taking a local issue and a global issue and trying to address it locally and globally. What potential do you think is there, and what can we do next?
Well, I totally agree with you, David. This is a huge step for us here in Vermont. We've been working on this locally. We have been in contact with other groups around the country, but this is the first time that we are really organizing a coordinated effort with the petition campaign that's being launched today. So people can sign on nationally and internationally to the petition and demand that our government officials think twice about this program, put a stop to it entirely, and certainly put a stop to basing it in any area where it's going to be anywhere near large numbers or even small numbers of people. This is not a weapon system that we should be supporting, and that this is a real opportunity with this petition for building the kind of mass movement needed to stop it.
Yeah, we can build a coalition and build a list and take further steps. People can go and sign, and organizations can go and sign at rootsaction.org, and I hope everyone listening does and asks others to do so and asks your organizations to consider signing on. We have just a minute and a half left. Jimmy, this is a plane put out by something called the Department of Defense, and people think of it as somehow defensive, but you've talked about its stealth capabilities and what it's for. Is it actually defensive in any way? Is there any plus side to this thing whatsoever?
Well, I can't think of any, and nobody has articulated one. The supporters of the F-35 don't talk about it being a defensive weapon. Nobody for example, if it's based here in Vermont, we don't expect New Hampshire, Massachusetts, New York, or Canada to attack us so that it can be used to defend us. It is not as capable as the F-16 it's replacing to repel, to get into a dogfight with, say, if Soviet planes, fighters attacked. There aren't Soviet fighters anymore anyway. If Russian fighters or Chinese fighters or whoever else can imagine, they're not going to attack. That would be crazy for them to do it. It's not designed for defending. It's designed, with its stealth coating, to penetrate radar. It's designed for attacking.
James Mark Leese is a founding member of the Stop the F-35 Coalition in Burlington, Vermont. James, thanks for coming on Talk Nation Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, David, for doing this.
This is Talk Nation Radio. I'm David Swanson. Take action at rootsaction.org. Help end war at worldbeyondwar.org. All past shows can be heard at davidswanson.org. Talk Nation Radio is produced in Charlottesville, Virginia, and syndicated by Pacifica Network. If you are listening to a nonprofit station, please support that station. Talk Nation Radio is funded by contributors at davidswanson.org. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Until next time.